This morning, as we talked about a while ago, we will be talking about the parable of the loan money or the parable of the talents. Whatever your Bible might be saying, it might be saying something like the bags of gold or the bags of silver. I think this morning, as we take a look at this parable, folks, I want us to stop and to think about, I know it's about money, but we're not going to be talking about money. We can talk about money any Sunday. We're going to be talking a little bit about money, but we're not going to be talking about giving all the time. We're going to be talking about our talents. We got, each one of us has many, many gifts, folks. And the Bible tells us about these gifts. Now, Romans 12 talks about the gifts that you have. 1 Corinthians 12 talks about the gifts that you have. Ephesians, I think, 4 talks about gifts that you have. The Bible is full of, with people talking about, Paul mainly talking about the gifts that God has given you. And so, if we stop and just think right now, what gift has God given you to serve Him that you're so pleased with? What is it that you're doing? What gift is it that you're using on a daily basis to serve Him? You ever stop and just think about, how am I serving the Lord? What am I doing for the Lord today or yesterday that I could do better today? How have people looked at me in the past week? As they look at me, what have they seen? Do they see Christ in me? Well, if you take Matthew 25, Jesus is talking about us being ready for His return. He's coming back, folks. Things are fixing to happen. You're beginning to see things as the Bible speaks of. That could be another 1,000 years. Who knows? We have no way of knowing when Jesus will come back. Peter was talking about, and I think it was in the 4th chapter there that we was reading out of this morning, that Christ is coming back. He was telling them right then, Christ is coming back. You need to be watching, and you need to be ready, and you need to be using what Christ has given to you. And so Jesus has been talking in Matthew 25, and he talked first about the virgins, that they were not ready. They were not prepared for the bridegroom. 5 of them were, and 5 of them was going to borrow some oil from the first 5 that had extra oil. They wasn't really prepared. They wasn't really caring if the bridegroom came that night or not. They were just happy to be in, kind of considered in the, as part of them, you know. But what happened? He came, and they weren't ready, and the door shut, and they were left out. And folks, this is where we're at right now. The door's going to shut one day, and we have to be prepared. Now, you're going to say, well, Mike, you're talking about doing good works, doing things. We are, and that's a good thing. But I want you to keep in mind Ephesians 2:5, because we are saved by His grace. Ephesians 2:5. And the works that we do, folks, it's entirely because we love Him. 100% that we love Him. And that's what it is. And so we see that He came in the first part of the chapter, and part of them was ready, part of them wasn't. And we see the same thing happening here with this parable. And so we know that He goes on and talks about the final judgment in the last of the chapter, and He talks about doing for others, and that's part of what He calls each one of us to do. But as we take a look at Matthew 25, starting with the 14th verse, and let's just see what Jesus is telling them. Now, as we stop to look at this story, when He's talking about the man going on a long trip, He's actually talking about Himself, you know, about God. And He's coming back. Jesus left. He's coming back. And so we're going to be, He's entrusted us with lots of things while He's gone so we can build His kingdom. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it into proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earn 5 more. The servant with the 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. And the master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Well, the servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more. Then the master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from his servant and give it to one of the 10, and give it to the one with 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is a reading of God's word for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, as we hear the parable, we automatically stop and think about the money that we have, the money that God has made us stewards of. And we stop and we think about, well, if he's made me stewards of $100 and I'm using it and doing right with it, and then I will soon have maybe 500 or 1,000. That is true. God blesses what we do. It's not exactly the amount of money, although all three of these servants were given a large amount of money. Now you say one was given 5 bags or 5 talents. A talent was, I believe I'm going to be correct on this, a denarius, which was a day's wage. Back in where we looked in the 20th chapter, back a little bit earlier, where we was talking about the vineyard workers. So a denarius is a day's wage. It takes 6,000 denarius to make a talent. Okay? That's a lot of money. So he gave this guy 5 of them. So that's 30,000 talents, 30,000 denarius. How many days would you have to work to get that? I mean, that's several years of work. So you look at the 2, then you'd know how many. That was 12,000 and 2 talents, and then the 1. Any amount of this, folks, was a large sum of money. On one hand, you can kind of see where the one that had the 1 talent given to him, the 1 bag of gold given to him, he would be a little bit anxious about not letting something happen to it. So he put it in the ground. I just wish Jesus would have said, this first guy that I'm giving the five bags to, he, guess what, Mike? He was 70-year-old. He knew, he was smart enough to know to do something with it. The next bag he give to, this dude's 50-year-old. So he knew the deal. That other guy that he give the one bag, he's probably 25 or 30. And so he wasn't quite as smart as, and was still caught up in the worldly things as these other guys were. But he didn't tell us how old they were. And so we know that they took this and they worked it to the benefit of God's kingdom. Folks, we are given so much to be stewards of. We're given so much money that we cannot even figure out what to do with it. You say, well, I can, Mike, because it's barely making it to where it's supposed to be going. I understand that. But he's given us talents that all kinds of things to use for his goodness, for his building of the kingdom. Now, folks, are we using them? You see, there's many, many things that comes into play here besides your treasury. There's, your talents could be many things. They could be mainly, I like to think, of one of the main talents he's given you. He's given to me this one talent more than anything he's ever given to me, and that is time. Folks, he gave me a whole nearly 70 years of time. So what have I done with it? What have I done with all this time? I can't tell you today that I took this time and used it wisely for him, because I didn't. I used part of it wisely for him, but not all of it, because so much of my life I lived according to the world and according to what I wanted to do. So my time has really been wasted. 50% of it's been wasted. 50% of it's been serving the Lord. The last 50% has been serving the Lord. So we got all of this time, and a lot of us has got all this money. And so what are we doing with all of it? Are we serving God? Or are we serving ourselves? We're doing the things that we want to do. We're playing every day like we want to play. Or are we working for God every day? You know, we may have a job that allows us to work for God every day. You may have a job that you don't get to work for God every day. You're having to do something for someone else. That's fine. It's nothing wrong with that, folks. Every bit of the work you're doing, no matter what it is. I think we as people get confused about this. I think the work that we're doing is for God's purpose and for His kingdom. You know, back in the day when I was young, I didn't work for the Lord. I just didn't. But whatever I done, I like for people to think that I was in the top brackets of whatever it was I was doing, whether it was driving an old truck or running a dozer or an old backhoe. I like for people to think I could run it as well as anybody else could. If you needed a hand, just call Mike. He'll do it. Probably Randy's thinking, you wasn't that way when you worked with me. But I know what he's thinking. But anyway, that's all right too. But I kind of took pride, folks, in being able to do whatever the work is. You do the best you can at it. And it is for the glory of God, whether you're thinking that it is or not. So then we see that this one dude that had the five talents, he done everything for the kingdom. He invested this money and it come back to him five times. The other one, two times, it came back to him. But the third one, you see, the third one, he just dug a hole, put it in the ground. When he came back, he said, here you go, dude. Here's your money back, because I knew you were going to be hard to get along with if I lost this money, and I'm not going to be doing that. So here's your bag of money. Don't that sound a lot like us as a church, folks? It sounds a lot like us. We come to church on Sunday. Some of us take five bags of talents, whether it be money, whether it be time, whether it be things that you can do for the Lord out here on the streets. Whatever it might be, you take that five and you go out and you're working all week long for the kingdom of God. One of mine and Ross's friends had a real bad four-wheeler wreck this week. And he's in Nashville and he's not doing real well, but he is doing a little better every day. And he's all broke up. And, you know, the thing about Shane is, every day when you see Shane, it won't be 1 minute before he's talking about the Lord. He talks about the Lord constantly. He talks about how good he is, how he had blessed him. And Shane was like myself. He lived half of his life not living for the Lord. But the other part, he's doing everything he can to build the kingdom of heaven. And we see things happen to good people. And we wonder, we question. But we see people every day that are working to build the kingdom of heaven. And then we see people, it's kind of like the second one. He had two sacks, so he didn't have really as much money to get out and do the things as the first one did. And so we see these people that we work for the Lord, but we really don't spend all of our time working for the Lord. We just spend enough to kind of keep us going. And that's the way we serve God. That's church people, folks, we're talking about. We leave church and we're not excited about being in service for the Lord. We're not excited at all about doing anything for the Lord this coming week. We're happy to just been here 1 hour on Sunday morning and then we're going to leave and we'll be fine until next Sunday morning. That's how we think. Other people, other things for the kingdom of heaven don't come into play. And when we have one bag that we've dug a hole and put it in the ground, when we have that one bag, what does God say? What does Jesus tell us in the parable that happened to him? He said, "You lazy servant. You lazy servant. I've given you what you needed. You could have took that one bag and made no telling what out of it." Because, folks, God blesses and multiplies whatever it is we do for him. You cannot do too little. You cannot give too little of your money or your time or your talents. We got a bunch of people sitting up here that can do lots of things right here. Now, Tubbs, he can play the bass and he can sing, but he can't dance. So he's got two talents. You know, then you got Kenny. I see one good one in him. I hadn't heard him sing yet. So he's got one. You got Herb, and I believe you can do all three, can't you, bro? Sometimes. Depends on what wedding he's been to. But that's the way we are, folks. We got people that have all kinds of talent that doesn't put that talent to work for the Lord. So we see that, we know that the end, that if you are not using your talents, then what happens? You get thrown into the darkness with the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. And that means, folks, that you will not get to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That means if you're satisfied just to sit around and do what you want to do the things that you're enjoying doing and not working for the Lord, then you will not get to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He'll look at us and he'll call us a lazy servant. And we will be thrown out. None of us want that. None of us would want to wake up in a darkness with weeping and gnashing of teeth, a place called hell. We don't want to wake up there at all, folks. So it draws us with this. As Jesus was telling these people this parable, it caused them to stop right there and say, okay, what are we actually doing? What am I actually doing? It's not we, it's I. It comes down from the church as a whole and to you individually. What am I actually doing for the kingdom of heaven? Am I serving myself? Or am I serving God? Folks, there's days when we're young and when we're full of life and energy and everything that's going on, and all we focus on in those years, all we have on our mind is making a good amount of money so that we can have this money when we retire to take care of ourselves, to enjoy. And 2/3 of the time, what happens? We don't get to enjoy it as well as we thought we would. But we've got all of this money. We've got a lot of money to do a lot of things with, but we're not giving it up. We're going to hold on to it because we might get to enjoy it yet. We might get to do something yet. And that's what we think about. And then when we're young and we see every day, we're young and in our prime of our life and we're working every day and we're doing the things that we enjoy doing, and God calls us home. And when He calls us home, how have we been serving Him? Because we're in the middle of the best of our life. And now we're going home to be with the Lord. But how have we been serving Him? Where are we going to be in His order? Well done, good and faithful servant. Let's celebrate together. Or will we be put into the darkness? You see, folks, a lot of times when we're young and we're thinking about and we're focused on making a lot of money, I want to be a millionaire. I want to do this. I want to do that before I die. There's nothing wrong with having goals. There's nothing wrong with it at all. And God will bless it if you use your money wisely to build His kingdom. But your time is just as important as having $1 million worth of money. Folks, everywhere you look, there's people that are just, they're desiring for you to spend your time with them. Other morning, we was in Huntsville. It's Thursday morning. Me and my daughter were downtown Huntsville. I've never seen as many homeless people in my life. Folks, stop and think about this. Homeless people everywhere. Rent's gone to $1,000 a month. What kind of job down there? I mean, you're not going to rent a place under $1,000. And it's from there up. And people have been moved out into the street. These people are pulling their belongings in a wagon. And you can look at them and tell these people hadn't been homeless all their life. They've had to move out of their home into a wagon and pull it up the street. Where are they staying? Where are they living? What is going on? And this one young man, he caught my attention. He caught my attention big time. And he sat down where he could get run over. And I told Sis, I said, this is not where he needs to be. He needs to move. But he was sitting on a curb, just sitting there, that we'd done seen. And I was one of them. I run over the curb because it stuck out too far. And he was sitting on it. And I went over and I talked to him a little bit. Not as much as I'd like to. Not as much as I could have probably if I'd have parked my truck and walked back over where he was. But I talked to him through the truck window for a few moments. And you could just see the desperation on his face. You could see it. Heartbreaking, folks. 35-year-old man with his belongings in a wagon, sitting on a street corner. And you can see that he's looking at me like, where do I go? What do I do next? Time. I didn't take that time that I should have that morning because Sis was with me. She had a lot going on with her. She didn't feel good. And I was trying to get her home. And I should have parked that truck and walked back over there and let her sit there and visited with that man for a little while. But I didn't do it. You see the opportunities we miss. We miss these opportunities so, so much every time you turn around. And it's because we're so busy with everything that's in our lives. And the opportunity to serve others, it comes and it goes. And it's not to be gotten back. I hope today, folks, as you look at this parable, that these men, the first two, used the money wisely. Wisely enough that the master was proud of them. And he said, we're going to celebrate. Well done, good and faithful servant. We will hear those words one day. We will hear those words. Someday, we're going to be standing with Jesus. Someday, we're going to be where this young man at the end was at. And it may be that as we stand there, he'll say, well done, brother. You've done a good job. Hopefully, every one of us hears this. And I believe we will. But it requires more of you than 1 hour on Sunday morning. It requires more of you than just being what you want to be. It requires giving of yourself in whatever way you have to give to God. Everyone's different, folks. You see that with me and Brian. We're one in one the way that we love God. But we break out and we're different. We can't be the same. He didn't make us the same. We got the same last name. We got the same love for the Lord. But then we break out into a different deal. That's the way every one of us are. You can't be like your neighbor. You can't be like the one sitting next to you. You got to be yourself. And you got to serve God in the way that He has given you the talent to serve God. Folks, a lot of times in my life, it's required me to give something, give up something to be able to serve God. Something that I didn't want to give up in this world. I didn't want to give it up at all. Something that I pushed back on. Something that I would say, I don't want to do this, Lord. I don't want to do this right now. I'll do it later. Let's not even talk about this today. Let's just get through today and we'll do this, talk about this some other day. It's required me to give up so many times, folks, something that I thought at the very time that it was so meaningful to me not to give it up because I loved it. It was something that I did not want to come off of. But you got to. You got to give it up. And when you give it up and give yourself to God and give yourself more to Him each day, it fills you. It just fills you with joy and happiness. And it's not about having $1 million in the bank. It's not about that. It's about having 50 cents in your pocket and using it maybe to have a cup of coffee with someone. Maybe to do something with someone that they really need some time of someone's. They need this time. So, folks, as we think about these talents, yes, everybody's got money, and everybody has, we hold on to it, especially in times like we're in right now, when it costs $100 to fill the truck up. You know, we're holding on to that money because it's going to be pretty tough if I give away that money to this next week. I got to have it. We got higher electric bills. We got all kind of things coming down the pike than we've ever had. And so it forces us to think about our need instead of thinking about God first. But folks, if there's one thing I can tell you this morning, and Tammy's here somewhere, and there she is, she will tell you the very same thing I'm fixing to tell you. The more you do for God, the more you do for the kingdom of heaven, God will bless you. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know how it happens. But those blessings are handed to you. those blessings. He knows your need. You're not going to do without. He's going to bless you. You've got to step out of your comfort zone, whatever that comfort zone is, and serve the Lord. And when you do, God blesses you in ways that I can't explain. I have no idea how it works. All I know is that you don't go hungry. Your electric bill's paid. The things that you need are taken care of. I do know that. But you've got to step out and depend upon Him. You know, at the age that I am now, it's kind of strange. Me and Tammy, we're thinking about retiring, you know, thinking about slowing up because you wear out. You can't run and gun like you used to. You can't do the things. And it makes you stop and think when we begin to talk about all of this, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do that? But God will take care of you, folks. You will not have one worry if you do it in faith. If you do it thinking God first and us second. He blesses us. He takes care of us. And that's what he done with the people, with the two men with the talents. He blessed them because they tried their best to do something that would please the master. Think about it, folks, this coming week. Think about this parable as Jesus was talking. And talking about, I'm coming back. I'll be on this trip for a while. I'm going to be gone. I'm coming back. Are we going to be prepared when He comes back? Or are we just going to be standing around wondering, what in the world is going on? I hope we're prepared. When we see Him coming, I hope we're prepared. Wouldn't it be something to live long enough to see Him come back? I mean, you know, that would be awesome. But that's something that we don't know. But that's something that we have to think about. Because it's one thing for sure, we're not going to live right here forever. So we have to think about how are we using the talents that God has given us. Are they for Him or for me? Everything I'm doing for Him, or is everything I'm doing for me? Think about it as we go back into the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.